Hi, and thank you so much for calling Omax Health. My name is Shani, and I am the supervisor that will be further assisting you today.
Hi, Shani. How are you?
I'm well. How about you? I do see here while you're calling in, you don't remember placing an order.
Yeah, I just like it returned. I don't know place because we already have an order that we placed, like probably the same time frame of a bottle with a travel pack, which I'm still using on and off. Don't remember ordering two more bottles. And I just told the lady I'd like to return it. She was very rude to my wife, first of all. Like, extremely rude for no reason. And then I just said, I don't remember placing it. I'd like to return it, please, and see you back here. When to return, please call. And then she just kept pushing fraudulence in my face. And I'm like, no, I just don't remember making the charge. That's all.
Okay, well, I certainly do apologize about that inconvenience. First and foremost, let me get the account pulled up so I can take a look and see what happened. What is your zip code?
11747.
Okay, and thank you for that. And can I get your first and last name?
Yeah, sure. My name is Brian Cohen, B-R-I-A-N-C-O-H-E-N.
All right, thank you. And can you verify your address for me?
Yeah, 1135 Walt Whitman Road, apartment 25, Melville, New York, 11747.
All right, and thank you so much for that verification. Let's see what you got going on.
We have, I'm looking at two bottles with another travel pack.
Okay, and this is for the Omax Super Blue Vital Vision.
No, I don't, what? No. I am very confused. Now because
which products do you have?
We have the sleep aid, the Max Sleep. And oh. I have the paperwork, and I have the pick number. Order date was November 2020? Yeah, November 11th. No, November 2020. There's no way I ordered it this month.
Gotcha. I see what happened. I see where, back in August, you called to cancel the subscription for the sleep, being allergic to the ingredients. Let's see. I don't have anything other than that. What, you said you have an order number as well?
Yeah, I have a GLF number. I have a PIC number. I have a product code. I have a lot number. Which one do you need?
Let's try the order ID number.
All right. 14760462382 78 CTY001.
Okay. Let's see if we can look that up. And I'm searching by that order number that you gave me.
Yeah, now I'm...
What were the two products that you received again?
Two Sleep Max. Two 60-count Sleep Max bottles. And there is... Was there a travel thing in here? Yes or no?
No.
There was no travel thing in here. Just the two 60 Max Sleep Aids. Oh, this is what I thought it was. A Sleep Max Contact Us pamphlet and the bill.
And it's addressed to you. Is that correct?
Yep. Shipped to Brian Cohen at 1135 Walt Whitman Road, apartment 25, my address.
And you said the date was on the
20th of November.
That's pretty darn quick to get it.
That's what I'm saying. Order date was 11. That's why I'm very confused because you said we have a charge in our car for 78.
How much is the charge?
$79.99 flat.
$79.99.
Yep.
And that date was on November the 20th.
Let me take a look and confirm it on the credit card. 1 second.
Okay.
Because if these guys send us by accident for free, I'll send them right back to you because I don't need them. We're going to double check the charge.
Okay, yeah. because I'm showing the last time on this account is I'm showing that as far as anything being ordered was back in August.
Yeah, that's why I'm confused as well, because I still haven't even finished the bottle I have now. So I don't take it every single night.
I'm looking for it. November 20th.
I have the charge right here, November 20th from Omax Health. Do you need me to take photos of everything and email it to you? Would that help?
Nope. I'm going to see if I can search by your card. Do you mind if I place you on a brief hold really quickly?
Yeah, go right ahead.
All
right,
thank you.
Well, this is a big problem. Yeah. You may have to tell the Amex haven't sent us new cards. Huh?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, get ready. Was there any other weird charges on there?
No, I'll check on your phone, but no.
Check. You really? Yes. We were charged, and I never placed this order. Was I in a sleeping stupor? On the 20th? Where were we on the 20th?
2 days ago. That was Friday.
Definitely never placed it.
No.
I was with Davey all day.
The charge didn't even go through. It's still pending on the credit card. How the fuck did that happen?
No, it's going to go through.
Mm-hmm.
It was made on a Friday. It's a business. It needs a couple business days to go through.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I don't know where the hell it came from. That's concerning me.
DoorDash. $25 on Amazon today.
Honey, I just said it. I get that.
No, I'm just going through
the... I don't know where this charge came from.
And I do apologize for placing you on hold. What I'm trying to do is see if you have a different account, but I want to search by your name and everything first before I actually try and attempt to search by your card, if that's a possible attempt. So do you mind if I place you back on a brief hold really quickly?
Because I can tell you now, on that, I guess it would be Friday, I was working all day, so I definitely never placed the order.
Well, let me place you back on a brief hold really quickly, okay?
Yeah, sure. Go right ahead.
Thank you.
Yeah, please check whatever you need to. I am confused as fuck.
Yep.
Huh?
Yep.
I don't remember placing this order. Am I going nuts? What?
Okay, what I'm going to go ahead and do you have the card in front of you that was billed?
Yes, I do.
Can I get the first six and the last four only? Just the first six and last four.
3795, 98.
And the last four?
1015.
Yep, I found it. You got two orders here. One for November 15th and one for the 20th. Bear with me just a second so I can write down these order numbers.
Yeah, that's
so
little,
we can.
That's very concerning because I never placed any orders.
All right. Let's see. And I have the 1135 Walt Whitman Road, apartment 25 is the address.
Yeah.
This order right here that I have in front of me, it's for vitamin D3, a two-month subscription. This order was placed on November the 15th, and they shipped it out on the 16th. This was for $24.95.
Did we ever order D3? What the hell is D3?
Vitamin D3.
Did we ever order anything vitamin D3? Check there, too. What are those?
And that particular total was $24.95.
D3 might have gotten. No, right there on the top of the microwave. What's that bottle?
Yeah, that we have.
Okay, the D3 we did order. It's this whole
okay.
Max.
All right. Now I'm going to ask you for the card again. so that way I can get to the other one. And I do apologize for having to repetitively ask you this, but I'm going to have to get that card again.
You're not the person, you're not the person we dealt with before. She was just beyond rude.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, like I literally said, I'm like, what is this woman's problem?
Give me the first six and last four again. Let's see if I can get to this other one.
Okay.
Hang on 1 second. I'm sorry. I got the order number. I was smart to write that down.
There you go.
I'm sorry about that. All right, the next one now. This one is the one for the Omax Sleep subscription. It was placed on the 20th where you were billed the $79.99. Now, as far as returns, unfortunately, we don't have a return policy right now, Mr. Cohen, and that's just due to health and sanitary reasons. However, I can issue back a 50% refund for you of the $79.99, and you can go ahead and keep that sleep. Being that we can't return it anyways.
If that's what we'll do that.
Okay.
I'll give one to Laura because she's been having trouble. I also don't know what to do though.
Okay, and that refund will be $39.99 for you. Now, of course, I do see here where you, which one of you is allergic to it?
I'm allergic to fish oil.
Okay.
Well, I'm allergic to seafood. So we're assuming that fish oil might be a concern. We don't know.
No, it's maybe shellfish.
Shellfish? Is that what it was?
I think it has shellfish.
Okay, there you go.
All right. Because I was just about to say, I know I do see here that someone stated that they were allergic to it, so I don't want you to be taking it if you're allergic to it. I'm going to get this refund issued for $39.99, and that is a 50% refund of your $79.99 for you. It will take about 3 to 5 business days before you do see that go back to your card, okay?
And can we just make, can we figure out, is there any way to see how the hell that happened?
And I don't have a way to see how that happened, and I certainly do apologize about that.
Because we have no idea how that got charged. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have absolutely zero idea how we received that charge, and I don't want to get stuck like this again. Because I'm not even going to be using these bottles.
Yeah, I don't have any information on how it was created. I just have the dates of when it was processed, which was the 20th, and it was also shipped out. And I certainly do apologize about that, but I did go ahead and issue back that $39.99 credit for you. You should again see that in about 3 to 5 business days going back to your card, okay?
All right. Thank you for your help.
You're welcome. Is there anything else that I may help you with today?
Nope, that is all.
All right. Well, I do want to thank you again for calling Omax Health, and you have a great day.
You too.